Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in, in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord. praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight, amen. Come on, let's just thank God, amen. Enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move, amen. On this line tonight, come believing so that you may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, surrender all over to God. Come on and cast all your cares, your fears, and your burdens. Hallelujah, right now, cast them down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and receive the victory that Jesus Christ has won on Calvary when he said it is finished. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says in Psalm 100, amen, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah, God. Oh Lord, we come, oh God, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, that there's someone greater than you, Lord God. Father God, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad, and amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down, oh God, and raising us up again. Many of us have laid down on tonight, oh God, to take a nap. But Lord, you restored us, oh God. Hallelujah. You waked us from our sleep, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare we're blessed lying down and blessed standing up again. Amen. We're blessed in our walks and blessed going and coming, oh God. Because you have blessed in your words, and that you have blessed, no man can curse. And we thank you, Lord God, for your blessings that make it rich and add no sorrow. Heavenly Father, we call you creator of all, in all, for all. We come to you this day, oh God, with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us, amen, and that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives, amen. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, protection. We thank you, humbly, that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. That you came to set the captives free. Father God, we repent right now for agreeing with the devil and his lies. Amen. We repent for opening doors and allowing the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, we repent for practicing sin openly and in secret and defiance of your love. Amen. Now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, of who you are, and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lust, lying, obsession, occultism, pain, pride, religious fears, Python fears, levitation fears, spirits of rebellion, spirits of resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul tie, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit, in the by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now, and we ask you to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We forgive ourselves, and then please help me, Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the grace of God to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, but to be led by the enemy lies. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, by faith we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past under the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed. Amen. By the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. We break and bind every generation of curse for my life and family bloodline in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break any and all vows, prayers, and ceremonies, and unholy oaths and lies. We may ignore and unknowingly made with the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We draw our bloodline now and we declare and declare we are redeemed from all curses because you have made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare by faith that Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our standard, hallelujah, our advocate, our standby, and he loves us. Amen. We receive your love, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we stand against every spirit that is on us and in us for attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his name, we command every evil spirit in us and on us or attacking us to loose us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and those in our family, we break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those that we're in charge of owning our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit in us to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed, and we are holy, and we are redeemed. We are saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to go and never to return. Loose us. Leave us. Come off of us. Come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you for setting us free. We thank you for your glory. Help us now to walk out our salvation, our healing, our deliverance with God and fear of your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, teach us to walk in your ways, in your stature. Strengthen us with our enemy and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflow with your living water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We will dig deep in the well of your spirit, Lord God, for you have made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land. Amen. According to Genesis 26 and 22, we will dig deep in the valley of our circumstances that we will find a well of springing water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will dig and dig until we find the water of your spirit, oh God. We decree and declare that we are fruitful by the well of your spirit. We abide in strength in the arms of our hands, our faith strong by the hands of the Almighty God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our spirit encamped even by the 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. Amen. For you have healed us, and none of the diseases of Egypt will come upon us, according to Exodus 15:26-27. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with understanding and wisdom, we draw out the counsel that you have placed in the deep well of our hearts. Amen. According to Proverbs 20:5, and we will find healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And we just want to say thank you with joy. Hallelujah. We draw healing water out of the wells of salvation according to Isaiah 12:3. We dug into the well of your spirit and drank your water, oh God, according to Isaiah 37:25. Oh Lord, according to John 4:16, we declare the path that we receive living water. Amen. Oh God, so that we will not thirst anymore or go to earthly wells to draw water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the path according to John 4:14. We will drink freedom from the water you have given us, oh God. This is a well of water that springs up in everlasting life. Amen. We speak to the well of the Lord deep within us. Spring up, oh well. We will dig this well according to your direction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Like David, we belong to a tree cup of the water of the well of Bethlehem. Amen. Let your rain fall and fill the pools of the well that we have made in our spirit. Amen. Our mouth is a well of life. Amen. We speak life, health, and prosperity to our mind, body, and spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree the first song of Solomon 4:15, a fountain of gardens, and then a well living waters, and then and streams of Lebanon to well within us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Rekababa Moshana Mahaya. Oh Lord, we decree to pass John 7:38 that our belly overflows with rivers of living water because we believe in you. Amen. We come to you with weeping and honey, and you lead us to walk by the rivers of water where we will not stumble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We serve the Lord our God. Amen. He has blessed our bread and our water. And it's taken away sickness from the midst of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Like Moses, we will bring our family before the Lord and wash them with the water of the hallelujah, with the water of the word of God. Amen. We will bathe ourselves in the running water of the Spirit to cleanse ourselves of any issue of physical, spiritual, emotional, and we shall be clean. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We will be purified with the water of separation. Amen. We are like the tree who roots are spread out by the ones who branches are refreshed with the dew, amen. New honors are constantly bestowed on us, and our strength is continually renewed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God pours the water up into small drops and calls it to rain on us so that we are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Our soul thirsts for the God of the living God. As the deer pants for the water, but so our soul pants after you, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you all tonight. Amen. Holy Spirit, move. We could thank you enough, O God. We could never thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, amen, we still could thank you enough on tonight, O God. But we just want to say thank you for our peace. Thank you for joy that have come this morning. Amen. Thank you for healing that has come right now. Thank you for deliverance. Amen. For us, our children, and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your help. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Isaiah 32:15, let your spirit be poured out from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Amen. Let righteousness work peace in our lives and those in our family, and let the effect of righteousness be quietness and confidence forever. Amen. Let us dwell in the peace of the dwelling places, and in secure homes, and in undisturbed places of rest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you, Father God. Be our strength every morning. I was salvation in time of distress. Amen. Let wisdom and knowledge be our stability and strength of salvation and the fear of the Lord our treasure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will walk righteously and speak uprightly. We will despise gain from fraud and from oppression. Amen. We will shake our hands free. Amen. From taking any bribes. We will stop our ears from hearing of bloodshed and shut our eyes to avoid looking upon evil. Therefore, you will cause us to dwell on the heights of our place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given to us and water for us will be sure. Amen. Let our eyes see your beauty, Lord God. Let your church be a secure and fit with pegs. Amen. That cannot be pulled up or fastened with ropes. That can never be broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that rejoice and joy and sing and come into every wilderness place in our life and those in our family. Let the glory of Lebanon, the ecstasy of Carmel and Sharon come into our lives and let us see the glory of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, according to Isaiah 35:3, strengthen our weak hands and make us firm. Hallelujah, make firm our feeble knees. Amen. Let our eyes be opened and every blind area of our life be removed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our ears be open, that every deaf area of our life be unstopped in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every main area of our life be healed and let us sleep like a deer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our sons sing for joy, amen, and let waters and streams break out in every area of our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Christ. Oh Lord, let us walk on the highway of holiness, and let no lying and a raven's peace be in our path. Amen. For we are redeemed of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Isaiah 35:10. We will obtain joy and gladness and sorrow and power flee in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Lord, give us power and increase our strength, oh God. We decree and declare Isaiah 40:31. We will wait upon the Lord and renew our strength. Amen. We will mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, for you are with us, oh God. Lord, we love you and we need you, oh Lord. We come asking for more of you on tonight, oh God. Oh Lord, let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing right now, fresh strength, fresh revelation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, go forth as a mighty man. Cry, roar, and prevail against your enemies, oh God. Lord, bring back, hallelujah. Bring the blind by a way they know not, oh God, and lead them in paths that they have not known. Make darkness right before us and crooked things straight in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you have redeemed us. You have summoned us by name, oh God, and we are yours, and we will not be afraid. Amen. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. The rivers will not overflow our lives. Amen. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, and the flames will not set us ablaze. Amen. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us to the Holy One of Israel. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, help us to forget the former things and not to dwell on the past. Do a new thing in us, oh God. Do a new thing in our life and those in our family. Make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, oh Lord. Lord, you have formed us with yourself, and we will show forth your praise. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We put on this right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over the works of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We blind the evil watcher. We hallelujah. We deafen the ears of the evil soul. Listen up. Hallelujah. We silence the tongue of the evil speaker. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They will not be able to speak as a locator in the natural, supernatural. They will not be able to speak any evil. Hallelujah. In our life or about our family. Amen. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for it all. We bless your holy name, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those in our family. Lord, every situation concerning your daughter, Teresa, and her family. Every situation concerning your daughter, Sharon Gordon, and her family. Every situation concerning your daughter, Sharon Mackey, and her family. Every situation concerning your daughter, Twirl Day, and her family. Every situation concerning your daughter, Carol Dillon, and her family, oh God. And every situation concerning me and my family, oh God. Divine intervene right now, God, and turn it all around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Father God, we believe. Oh, Lord, help us with our unbelief. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, many are traveling on tonight or will be traveling this due day. Oh, God, that you bless us with. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for all that are on the road or will be traveling this new day. Oh, God. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy, oh, Lord, to and from our destinations. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Hallelujah. Every family member, every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today and they may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, covers our family and loved ones and all that's connected to us. Amen. And no weapon formed, hallelujah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judges, Lord, you shall condemn. And I thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that eyes have not seen or ears have heard or entered into the hearts of man the plans that you have for us, your children, that we are blessed. Amen. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Filled with the, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus Christ from heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Healed by your stripes. Amen. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Will you open up your mouth and just say,
hallelujah.
Come on. Let's give God some praise. About 30 seconds. Come on. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When I think about all that God has done for me. Amen. I just want to shout glory. Hallelujah. When I look back over my life. Amen. And see how far God has brought me from. Where God has brought me out. Amen. Hallelujah. Not worried about what man said or what they thought of. Hallelujah. But what God said. Amen. And seeking God first. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so glad that he has a plan for me that is greater, hallelujah, than any man-made plan. We thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name. I thank you, Father God, for all this walk of life today. Lord, I pray, oh God, that all receive, oh God, all that came expected, receive all that you have for us on tonight.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, bless your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Thank you,
Lord. Welcome once again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And this is day 4 of 21. And we thank God for this midnight hour that
hallelujah.
We can come and we can touch and agree and believe. The Bible says, say, yes, Lord, I want your plan. God is already answering. He's already working it out. Amen.
Yes,
he's making a way out of no way for us.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
this morning, we come believing. The Bible tells by faith, without faith, we cannot please God. Amen. We come with all faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
All faith.
God bless the beautiful women on the line tonight. Want to know how you're doing this midnight hour? We got to start with Sister Dorita. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. God woke me up. My sister called to make sure I woke. I told her I was already woke. Jesus woke me up, and I thank the Lord. And I received that prayer. You keep on giving them prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he was
hallelujah.
The first one on the line. I said, look at
hallelujah.
In position and ready. I get excited.
Yeah,
so
ready.
God bless you. To have you on the line this midnight hour. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm Sharon Gordon. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight
welcome,
hour?
Welcome. God bless each of you that's on the phone tonight. And keep
amen.
On. Keep on doing what the Lord have us to do. Because
yes, Lord.
All us belongs to God. And
yes.
I want to be more and more like God. Each day.
Yes, Lord.
I'm pushing.
Everything.
I'm pushing to be more like God.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless
hallelujah.
You. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for it. It's so
yes,
good to
Lord.
Have you on this midnight hour. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Sharon,
thank
God
you.
Bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour? Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless everybody that's on this line.
Hey,
glad
I want to thank God for you. I was thinking about you today, and I was like, thank you, Lord, for putting you in position to get us right. your faith, amen, your immediate death. Because we was lost. You know we was lost.
Jesus.
But now, baby, we is found. Hallelujah.
And hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nobody but God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. I love you. I'm just so excited about these 21 days that we can come at midnight. God knows exactly what we need when we need it. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Welcome, Twan. Glory to God. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing good. Grateful to be on the line. I was on there last night, and I did fall asleep. I don't know where. I fell asleep,
oh,
but I was up, and I
heard you.
I am, you heard me?
Mm-hmm. I missed your line. I said, okay, she's asleep over there. But I kept trying.
Yeah.
I kept saying, Twan.
Yeah, and then I woke up and I heard everybody that was on the line. I was like, dang, I missed it. But I heard, I woke up and I heard my cousins on the line. And so, but I'm on here tonight and just glad to be in the presence of God,
yeah,
and just expecting, you know, God to move mighty and see what God, mm-hmm, is going to do and what God will have for us.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep us. I'm going to have you on the line on tonight. Amen. Alert.
Amen.
Ready to receive. Amen.
Yes,
you got, you,
Lord.
You got we carried you on in, even though we carried you on in. All right. We didn't forget about you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
We thank God for
love
you. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm sleepy, but good blessing. I'm woke. I'm glad to be on the phone because I'm half in and half out. So I'm just praying that I don't fall asleep and rally y'all ears. Amen.
Oh, it's like a red line. We thank God for you, you know, pressing on in. I said when you press, amen, and press on in so that you can receive. So we just thank God that you made it on in. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. When I saw you, the woman, you'll be the first one on. And then when I saw you pop on in, I said, oh, she made it on in. So we thank God for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got a message from people that said, I was trying to get on, and by the time I woke up, it was 5 in the morning, so there's so many people, they might have said to be on at midnight, and they was like, yeah, I'm going to be on, excited about it. But they don't make it on in. They end up waking up and be the next, be 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. But we just thank God, amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you. On tonight, our scripture is going to be coming from, and I'm doing good on tonight. I just thank God for the opportunity to be in position, amen, to be used by God. It is such a blessing and a privilege, amen. I don't take it lightly, amen. When God gives me an assignment, I must fulfill that assignment. I put myself aside, amen. That sacrifice, you know, sacrificing yourself. A lot of times people think sacrifice is your money, but people will get their money before they give their time to something. So when God is calling you to do something, be quick to move, amen, and be in position so God can use you, because you'll find it in the use. God will be blessing you with the people that he's called you to, amen. So why God is using me for you, he's using you for me. So it's an even exchange here. Amen. So God bless you.
Amen.
Give God all praise, glory, that it belongs to him. Tonight our scripture is coming from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 37-39. And that's Romans chapter 8, verse 37-39. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 37-39, says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So when we look at the scriptures here on tonight, family, and just to, hallelujah, have an understanding of the word of God and what the Bible is saying to us, these verses, amen, even when you go up to 35, but understanding these verses and understanding God's everlasting love for us, his children, these verses contain one of the most comforting promises in all scripture. Believers have always had to face hardship in many forms, persecution, illness, imprisonment, even death. These sometimes cause them to fear that they have been abandoned by Christ. But Apostle Paul, he exclaims that it is impossible to be separated from Christ. Hallelujah. His death for us proves his unconquerable love. Amen. So nothing can separate us from Christ's constant presence with us. God assures us of his great love so that we will feel totally secure in him. So if we believe these amazing assurances, we will not be afraid of anything. Amen. Today in church service, I preached about the peace of God. Amen. And what that looks like, that surpasses all understanding. So when we look at the scriptures here on tonight, these words were written to a church that would soon undergo terrible persecution in just a few years. Apostle Paul, hypothetically, situations would turn into painful realities. So this pastor reaffirms God's profound love for his people. No matter what happens to us or where we are, we can never be separated from his love. Suffering should not drive us away from God, but help us to identify with him and allow his love to reach us and heal us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Powers, we can verse 38-39, when we talk about the powers. Powers are unseen forces of evil in this world, in the universe, forces such as Satan and his demons. As believers who have Jesus' power available to us, we will experience great victory both now and for eternity. Hold these two verses deeply in your heart and mind. Claim them for yourself so you will never doubt God's love and care for you, especially when you're facing great adversity. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that your scripture take root and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Lord, let us receive, oh God, knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that went forth on tonight, that we may be able to apply it to our life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. We'll go start with you first, Cousin Dorita. God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I thank the Lord for keeping me woke to get on the line this night.
Yes.
And I enjoyed the prayer. I want everybody to be happy and blessed. They sacrifice and get on the line and praise Jesus and bless all kids that who go to school in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, on tonight for the life of your daughter, Father God, all that she's petitioned in prayer with all faith. Lord, we come, oh God, with combined faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with your daughter on one accord. And Father God, we ask, oh God, let joy, peace, and your happiness, oh God, overtake us, oh God, in your blessing, oh God. We ask that you bless us and multiply us with our goodness and our favor, oh God, and those that we love and concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, for your protection, oh God. Let your hedge of protection be around our children, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let them operate with your godly counsel and wisdom, oh God, that they will truly be blessed, that their steps will be ordered, that they, hallelujah, that they will avoid harm's direction, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for the God as we decree and declare victory over the life of our children, children's children, children to come, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Cousin Dorisa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Mama Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I should say tonight, let's pray for each other and cover our houses with the blood of Jesus. And thank God for bringing this forward, because we know it was nobody but His grace and His mercy. All I can say is thank God. Thank God.
Thank
I've
you,
been in service all day, and I just thank God enabling me to be on the phone tonight in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Just pray. Pray for more.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. We touch and agree, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your daughter, as we come on tonight, oh God, just to receive, oh God, from you all that you have for us to receive, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine positioning all of our life, oh God, that we will be in position to be able to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, not be attended by the world, the things of possession, of people, conversations, of things of this world, Father God, but keeping our minds stayed on you, oh Lord, seeking ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God, knowing that all we need shall be added unto us, oh God. So we just want to say thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, our family, and all that we have in love right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ answers for us. Amen. Redeems us, cleanses us, sanctifies us, heals us, and makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. The power that's in the blood of Jesus. And it's in Jesus Christ, holy name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Twin, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, our purpose is just for the renewing of our minds and our spirits through the word of God and the presence of God, and that just God will be done for our lives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on this line on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that our minds may be renewed, oh God.
Your
we decree and declare with all faith that, hallelujah, we will not be conformed to this world, oh God, but our minds shall be renewed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by our Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, Lord, increase us right now, God. We pray for a spiritual alignment right now, God. Oh, Lord, let there be a spiritual increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, set us a fire with your Holy Ghost. Baptize us right now with our fire in the Holy Ghost. Let the fire become a furnace, oh God, on the inside, oh God. And hallelujah, anyone that we come around, oh God, let the fire burn everly increasing each of us, oh God. It becomes contagious, oh God, that anyone we around will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let fire be in our hands, and we will lay hands on the sick. Amen. And the sick will come well. Amen. And we will cast our demons in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness right now, God. We decree and declare that our minds have been renewed. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for increasing the anointing that's on our life right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for spiritual growth. Amen. Hallelujah. Spiritual understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We decree and declare no lack, oh God, of your goodness, of thy Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflowing, oh God, with that Shekinah glory. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ. Holy name, we pray. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, twin. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
My petition is to just pray to the Lord that he continue to bless all of us with the Holy Spirit and to renew our minds and keep our minds on him at all times. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because my mind veered off today for a couple of seconds, and I had to stop and pray on that and get back on track. And my prayer is to us to stay fast on the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, as we cry out on tonight, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you move mighty, oh, God, and do all that you can do, Father God, for every petition and prayer that your daughter has made on tonight, oh, God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh, God, remove every delay, oh, God, to the cleansing and purifying, sanctifying of our mind and thoughts. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in continued perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask according to your word in John 14, verse 13 and 14, wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every family member and loved one, oh God, hallelujah, right now, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, and clarity of mind, clarity of moment, hearing your voice. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, we just only come to the hallelujah, the calling of our Lord and Savior. Your word says that your sheep know your voice, and we don't answer to a stranger. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice, even the hallelujah, clear on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. The God of glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Mama,
my prayer, you are. Yeah, I'm well. As you prayed already, my prayer was already answered. Prayer was in the prayer that you prayed. I'm just thanking God for His grace and my. Just so grateful.
Amen.
So we all today. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh,
yes.
Lord, we just thank you. We offer a praise of Thanksgiving on tonight, oh, God. Just thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. We thank you, Lord, God, for increasing our faith that we can already say it is already done. Amen. That we can just touch and agree on that with the prayers that went forth, oh, God, knowing, hallelujah, by our faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So we just want to say thank you for answering prayers. Thank you for opening up the way where it seemed to be nowhere, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for turnaround, oh, God. For we know you to be a God of turnaround. We know to be a God of breakthrough, amen. So we just want to say thank you. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we can't thank you enough, Lord God. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. On tonight, I just want to lift up,
hallelujah.
I want to lift up Paula Smith and her family and Preston, which her grandson, Preston. I want to lift up Ayanna Williams and her family and her friend that Alicia had brain surgery. Michael Evenhouse and his family for healing. James Fallon for healing. Amen. And God will just touch and heal in a mighty way and work a miracle of healing in their life. Amen. Releasing his miracle healing virtue, hallelujah, anointing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I lift up and pray for my daughter Victoria and Kenya. She had been feeling well. So I pray that God will just touch her right now and just heal her body. Amen. That every ache, pain, and discomfort will come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and leave her body in a normal way. Amen. Hallelujah to your name. I pray for deliverance for all my children. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I pray that God will open up the door for my husband for employment or for his business. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he can't command an increase on his storehouse. Amen, and opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus Christ this week. Amen, hallelujah, that there won't be any more delays. Amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, I pray for restoration for us all that's on the line. Amen, wherever the enemy has robbed us or taken away from, we command, hallelujah, restoration right now. We receive it seven times over. It was taken away from us. Hallelujah, that means great. Amen, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We pray for an open heaven on today that you will pour our blessing upon the life of your children, that we are your children, that we won't have room enough to receive,
yes,
that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. Oh, Lord, let all take see that you are good. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, let your word continue to be in our mouth, oh God, that we will speak your word with us the truth to others, that they may be saved. Amen. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, change me and make me more like you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make me more like you, Father God. Be slow to speak and quick to listen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quick to forgive. Be on one accord with the one that you gave us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to cover us in prayer. This prayers that are going forward. Like I was telling you all before, there are strategic prayers in this 21 days. The particular prayer I'll be praying tonight is applying the blood of Jesus for our protection. These are warfare prayers, applying the blood of Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation 12 and 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless your name, Father God, as we come, oh God, on tonight. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered on tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, we ask that you have your way right now forevermore. For we belong to you, oh God, and we are your children. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus over our family, amen, over ourselves. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages, over the ministry, over our finances, our business, over our properties, over our opportunities. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our home, over our spiritual life, over our destiny, over our calling right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a barrier around us to protect us from the enemy. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare that no devil can touch us, amen. We decree and declare that we are free from every attack of the devil, amen. We decree and declare that we are free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are set free from every attack of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from every witchcraft and sorcery, satanic attack in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free to be free from the spirit of fear, amen, the spirit of anxiety and worry, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from our health issues, amen, that may arise now or in the future, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from all dangers and sicknesses. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from any limitations or stagnation, amen. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, our entire family is set free. The body of Christ is set free from all attacks of the devil. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all barriers, chains, walls, blockages that are hindering us from making progress in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from any signs of depression, amen. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free to be happy again, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all unproductive and heavy-weighted relationships, connections, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're totally delivered from all sin. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are blessed. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, better days are ahead. Breakthrough is ahead. Business opportunities are ahead. Financial increase and divine healing is ahead. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, you're doing a new great thing in us. Amen. You're doing a new great thing in our family and loved ones, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. The curse of stagnation is broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that every witchcraft is broken and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that every spirit of lust and perversion is broken and destroyed by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus, every prayerlessness is broken and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We are free. Glory to God. We proclaim our freedom right now. We're free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever chain was holding us back, we're free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We decree and declare according to Job 22, verse 28. We're free, and we're free indeed. Amen. We're receiving our breakthrough right now. We're receiving our deliverance right now. Our life will never be the same again. We are free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God
amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless your family. God bless you. All that's on the line today. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep
Hallelujah.
You at this time. I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and then we'll close out here with the pastor's blessing. We'll start with you first. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you all, and amen, and amen. And we all praise the Lord.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. We all are work in progress, and I want to thank the
Lord
for everybody
that's
working. I mean, your mind. Keep your mind on the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you how fast that turned around today when I was going left.
Jesus.
And I just started thanking God, mm-hmm. and I got back on track. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Woo, won't God do it? God eternal. If you just trust him, amen, let God live his way. Amen.
Oh,
God bless you, Sharon. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm grateful for the prayers that went forth. How touching and great. And that verse is it shows how much the devil is a liar and a deceiver.
Yes. Yeah,
because I'm telling you, the devil is after the image of God. Because the devil wants to be God so bad. You know, that the first thing that's going to be attacked is your image. So the devil try to make you get out of character, make you feel like everything that you do is going to cause you to get you further away from God. But that verse, Romans 8, 37-39, shows you that it's nothing that can steal you, that can take you away from the love of God. So I thank God, and I declare that is in our hearts, and that it comes alive, and we remember it, and it's engraved in our hearts.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
I'm a living testimony. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you to one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Man, that song says, they that wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
I don't know how.
It's going to say you in the wait. You have peace. You have peace. I pray you have peace in the wait. They wait upon the Lord. In that way, there's peace because you're expecting God to do it. You're waiting in expectation. It's kind of like a child waiting on Christmas. Like they know they see the gift. They can't open it yet. But they know it's there.
Right.
And they just have to wait. And in the wait, there's peace and excitement because they are expecting
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even when it's nothing under the tree and it's just a tree that a child is still expecting and waiting. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Mom, we love you. We thank God for you. You are, I can't thank y'all enough for joining in on tonight, touching the green in prayer. Every prayer that went forth, we just thank God for believing. Believing it. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hey, we've already got it. We've already received it. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, God, for it. We thank you for answering prayers tonight. I'm feeling so much joy. I got so much strength. I don't know how I'm going to lay down. Take a while to come down. But I thank God for it. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be grateful to you, giving you his peace. May you recognize that he is our source, the great Jehovah Jireh, the supplier of our every need. It is he who opens the heavens and blesses you with blessings you cannot contain. When God opens the door, no man can close it. Your enemies shall fall before you as Jericho fell before Israel. You shall know the blessing and the abundance that only the Lord can give. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Hallelujah. We believe we receive
the
God for the
glory. Thank
amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a good day. Happy Labor Day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love
y'all.
Love y'all. God bless you.
Oh, I want to see
him.
Good night. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living